morning. Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. And we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Robert Knott will be here speaking of the arts, and we're going to have a fabulous ticket giveaway. Right now, I would like to welcome Bill Hutcheson. It's not the first Friday of the month, but we had other things to do. You're here now.
We can pretend like it's the first Friday of the month. It really matters.
Yes. Anyway, it's the animal. It's our animal segment that we do about once a month. And Bill Hutcheson is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. So this is a wintry, cold, freezing time of year. Anything you want to say about pets and the cold?
Absolutely. Got a whole grab bag of things to talk about this morning. Both in terms of cold weather and a lot of us going away for the holidays, it is cold outside. And while there are a few Arctic breeds of dogs that can weather the cold, they're certainly not happy in it. Cats, dogs, I remember growing up and hearing people say, oh, dogs and cats don't feel the cold the same way people do. But having seen
they
animals...
They haven't met my dog, honey.
Absolutely. Having seen animals shiver and suffer and even perish in the cold over my years at the shelter, I can tell you that's a bunch of baloney. So be mindful of your pets, and certainly if you are an animal lover, I believe it is our obligation in some ways to advocate for animals we see, even if our own are toasty and warm inside. If you see a neighbor, if you know someone that is leaving their animals outside during this time of year, give them some hearty, positive-minded encouragement to bring them in at least to some kind of warm garage or barn space or dog glue filled with blankets and hay or something like that. It's just a terrible way to go.
And you know, I'll tell you what, that's how my now 10-year-old dog, Honey, came into my life, which was she was owned by some neighbors who owned three big, fuzzy, warm, you know, cold-weather dogs with very warm coats and this little tiny short-haired terrier. And they left all the dogs outside. The other three were happy, and this dog was desperate. And so she came and she literally knocked on my door with her paw every day.
I think it really behooves us to listen to their needs. And at a time of year where we are all sort of amplifying our sensitivities to need in the world, which is great, it's time to really pay attention to the animals in the cold. Which brings me to the other point we want to talk about today, which is pet sitting. A lot of people are going away for the holidays, and that means they're finding people to watch their animals. It's a strange thing for an animal to have a pet sitter, and for those of us who do travel, who do have pet sitters we love, I would really encourage you to examine the people you have coming into your home to take care of your animals. Look at it from the animal's point of view. That's, I think, one of the greatest ways we can learn what our animals properly need is not to think of them from our own mindsets, but from theirs. I think of, say, you go away for a week, your little dog, and you have your people home every night. Maybe they're at work during the day, but you have your people home every night, and then all of a sudden they disappear, and twice a day someone shows up, feeds the dog, they're gone in 30 minutes. It's a freaky life for a dog. It's a freaky thing for a dog to do. Or, say, going to a kennel. It's a sudden change of environment. And while there are a lot of good kennels and a lot of good pet sitters in our community, I think it really behooves us to pay a lot of attention to the people that we're bringing into our homes or the places we're bringing our animals to. And there are some basic things you can do to really make sure that either the kennel you're using or the pet sitter you're using is going to be the best thing for your animal. I always recommend getting references. Talk, if you have somebody in mind, ask them for some of their clients, find out, call those people, call those references, and ask them some pointed questions about what kind of care their animals have received from this individual.
Right.
It's just a really hard thing, and I think we've all been there, to come home and discover. I'll tell you something from the shelter perspective, actually. We've had a number of lost animals, lost when perhaps a slightly less than reputable pet sitter has been watching the animal, and the owner comes home and the dog or cat has been missing for 3 or 4 days and they haven't been notified. That is a feeling of pure, unadulterated terror if you love your animals like most of us do. I won't endorse any pet sitters on the air this morning for the sake of fairness, but if anybody wants to get in touch with me at the shelter, if you were doing some last-minute pet sitting arrangement or looking to have somebody in the future, I'm happy to share with you a few names in our community of people who are just really wonderful, lovely pet sitters.
You also have to really think about whether you want a house sitter or just somebody who's going to come in and look on your animal, walk it if it's a dog, and feed it. I took care of a friend's cat some years ago. He was gone for a week. Every day I went to his house, fed the cat, did the litter box, and after a couple of days, and it got progressively worse every day. It was like stepwise. The cat got more and more desperate. And finally, I just started bringing DVDs over there and watching them on my friend's DVD player and patting the cat and getting allergies. But anyway, because the cat was out of its mind from lack of social contact.
We think that sometimes we often think that as long as the dog gets a walk or as long as the dog and cat get fed, that those are the only appetites that need any kind of attention. But the reality is they love us. They are partners with us in our lives, and to starve them of attention for a few days or, say, only getting 30 minutes of contact or even less, some people can be in and out of a house pretty quickly, it's really hard for the animals. It's really, really hard, and I think it creates a sense of desperation. I see a lot of chewing and other negative behaviors, which are really just purely out of anxiety at missing the social contact. They really need us. They need our presence and they need our company.
Dogs are like children. They're like small children. They're cognitively about like, what, 1.5 or 2 year olds in terms of the 1.5 or 2 year old humans and a lot of their abilities and understandings and so on. And they are inherently social creatures.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if you have a dog who's a bit of a loner, being starved of company or any kind of social interaction, it's a terrible thing to do to them. I think, and this is one of those things where if we imagine it from the animal's point of view, in many ways they live primarily to interact with us or with other social animals, be it other dogs or other people. And when you take that away from them, in so many ways it's really not much different than starving them of food or exercise. It is it's a neglectful thing to do. So be mindful. If you have a pet sitter coming, I don't think it's at all unreasonable to ask them to say, would you please spend an hour a day just hanging out with my dog? Read a book if you want, watch a movie if you want, but spend some actual time interacting or at least being nearby the animal, giving them some sense of comfort and peace.
And for some people, it's expensive. Depending on how much the dog or cat or pet sitter charges, it can add up depending on how long you're gone. Some people are also open to trades.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a new economy, as they say, and I think bearing that in mind goes a long way. It also, I think, when we want to get off cheap with our animals, it invariably will go south on us. I think that a lot of folks will spend, of course, tons of money on their kids, on good schools and preschools and babysitters and the like. And yet we want to get a pet sitter who will hang out with our animals for $10 a day or $15 a day. But really, what is your attachment to the animal? What is that worth? Is their happiness worth those few extra dollars to ask somebody to spend that time with your animal? It's just such a good thing. And seeing these animals, so many of them in the shelter right now, that contact is something I can tell you on a daily basis I see proof that they are starved for, completely starved for. To that end, I will mention our shelter is just cramped. We have more surrenders coming in than ever, a lot of people losing their homes and moving into rentals where pets aren't allowed, etc., and fewer adoptions, fewer returns to owner. We used to do a number of what we call lost walks, where people who had lost animals would come in and look at all the animals in the shelter. And our reclaim rate was very, very high, as we've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, and more with dogs than with cats.
Much more with dogs than with cats. But they are both dropping. I would even go so far as to say plummeting. I think there are fewer people coming to look for their lost animals than ever. And it's a hard time for shelters. It's a hard time for any rescue organizations. If you're making some holiday donations, keep your animal welfare organizations in mind. We are all packed, and we are all in urgent need of support, both in adoptions and financial support from the community. It's a hard time out there.
Allie McGraw was on the air yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And was talking about how both in the homeless shelters and in the animal shelters, there is as much of a need as ever or more, and that people can add to their Christmas list, for example, the polar fleece blankets at Albertsons cost $2.50. You know, just pick up an extra thing
Absolutely.
Or two.
And our
pick
friend
up an
Allie
extra.
Just brought us a gigantic mountain of fleece blankets
yeah.
for our dogs and
I'm
cats.
Sure they were from there.
It was it's a wonderful gift to show up with at the shelter.
And one of our friends who is a friend of animals, the other day I ran into her and she gave me a bag of cat food to give to you. So
which is sitting right
which
next
is
to
sitting
my chair.
Right here.
I see it right here. I got a call from a couple of the cats at the shelter who are wondering where I am with it. One of the ways we're trying to, especially with cats, we are just slammed with cats. All of December we're running what we call the Festival of Felines, where we have eliminated our adoption fee schedule, our adoption fee pricing completely. Any cat that you wish to adopt, you can pay any adoption fee you wish. And people have been unbelievably generous, and it has been helpful in getting these cats into homes. But it's tough, even with our Festival of Felines, pay any adoption fee you want. Finding homes for animals. People are scared. And I think it is good in many ways that people are nervous about making the commitment because I believe they understand what a real commitment it is. But even so, it makes us nervous at the shelter to have so many animals and so few of them going into homes.
And, of course, cats don't eat that much. And they kind of take care of themselves.
Cats are, they're such a good pet because they don't eat a ton. They don't take up a lot of space. They provide spectacular companionship. They are indeed more independent, even though they do need people. In many ways, cats are the ideal pet. And this is coming from a confessed person with a slightly greater predilection for dogs.
Yeah, this is the one who's a special dog advocate.
Yes, that's right. And I still can't say enough good things about cats. Cats are a really good. Just a really good companion to have, and they'll be happy to stay inside. They won't feel bad.
And if you get two of them, then they take care of each other.
That's right. And if you get three of them, then you can dress them. You can stack them all on top of each other and dress them in an overcoat and get child admission into the movies.
Okay.
I bet you didn't know that.
I did not know that. But in honor of our conversation today, I'm wearing my real fur coat, which is a fleece jacket covered with dog hair.
That's right. We were talking that when you are an animal, when you are a companion animal lover, all of your clothes tend to be real fur.
That's right.
But not because you bought them that
way. No fake fur.
That's right. No fake fur. I also want to mention our new thrift store, which is called Look What the Cat Dragged In, a particularly wonderful title recommended by someone in our community. It won our little contest. We're having a special preview of the thrift store, which will be open in the weeks to come on Saturday from 8 to 3, a continuation of our holiday bazaar. It's at 2570 Camino Entrada between Outback and Kohl's. You can check out our wonderful space, which is thanks to Joe DiBella, and see all the good stuff that we have. It's really fantastic. I myself have
what kind of things do they have
stocked
there?
Up. Amazing clothes, amazing men's and women's clothes, a lot of housewares, dishes, jewelry, electronics, art, really, really wonderful
potential
stuff.
Potential Christmas gifts?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of my favorite finds there, which I got as a Christmas gift, was an antique traveling writing desk that now sits in my study at home. There are wonderful things at this. It's not, do not imagine for a moment that you will be walking into a junk shop. No, this is fine resale items to be found at Look at What the Cat Dragged In.
Which is, give the address again.
2570 Camino Entrada. You'll also find wonderful, wonderful scarves. The shelter has a dear friend, Aunt Janet, and she is her gift to nonprofits and the shelter as well. Has knit literally hundreds of scarves.
Wow.
Fine human scarves, fine dog scarves for both big, medium, and small dogs.
What's a dog scarf?
It's a much smaller scarf than you or I might wear. As well as, and she has a number of dog
person. Just a regular scarf?
It's a little
one.
What,
do you pin it closed?
You don't need to at all. In fact, my sweet Chloe, who recently passed away, back when she was able to go out for walks, would wear a sweater and a scarf to stay warm because she was a short-haired dog. And if I had her now, she and I would be sporting some of Aunt Janet's matching scarves. You can find matching dog person scarf sets at our thrift store, and just so many lovely, wonderful things. We have it's been a great moment of community support as people have brought us things they don't need, and they are certainly not cleaning out the back of the garage and sweeping things into a dustpan and bring them to us.
It's the front of the garage.
It's the front of the garage, exactly. The good stuff they bought at the last yard, the bunch of yard sales they went to, and nice things they liked a few years ago but are happy to move along to you now.
Hey, I want to extend to you my condolences on the loss of your dog that you've had for a long time.
Thank you very much. My sweet Chloe, who was a Great Dane Greyhound mix, died on December 4th, and it has been, she was really my first dog. 12 years and 4 days she lived. I got her when I was 22, and she was 6 weeks old. Really just the finest companion. Everybody says their dog is the best dog, and everybody means it, and certainly my Chloe was a really wonderful girl. If you are inclined, dear listeners, I'm doing a special episode for Chloe of my own radio show tonight on KSFR, the Anthologist Cabinet of Musical Marvels. Chloe's episode will air tonight at 9 on this very station, so just leave the radio on from now until about 10:01.
And then some.
And then some. Then you can listen to Steve after that. I will say, learning to cope with the grief of the loss of a pet, I have lost cats in the past, but they were cats I took home from the shelter who I took home because they maybe had only a year or two to live. But this this dog, as someone said to me, they know all our secrets. And it is 100% true.
And they never tell.
And they never tell. You know, we spend a lot of time constructing ourselves for presentation to the public human world. And we forget sometimes that our dogs and our cats, our companions, they see right through us. They absolutely know who we are at our best and our worst. And having taken her home at 22 years old, she most certainly saw me through many of my worst, stupidest, most inconsiderate and unformed years. And I am 100% sure that that dog loved me as much on her last day as she did on her first. And learning to live without her in our home has been so unbelievably painful, and I would just encourage everybody who has their animals to. I have been filled with regret about many things that I hadn't done or that I did, the wish that I had done differently over the years of having her. I would encourage everybody to bear in mind that this day inevitably comes to all of us who pick animals as companions in our lives, and to do our utmost to do today what we do not want to regret later on.
Yeah, and that goes with our human relationships as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. I would like, Mary Charlotte, if you will give me the permission, to tell you about some of my favorite dogs and cats that we have at the shelter right now.
Yes.
Who are in dire need. All of them are in dire need. We have literally hundreds.
I would take them all home if I could.
You know, since losing Chloe, I you know, it's been slow. It's only been a couple of weeks, but I'm starting to be able to look at animals in the shelter and consider giving them a home without feeling like a terrible traitor to my sweet girl. And I think that all these animals are just they're so lovely, and they have such great personalities. I was interacting with Priscilla yesterday, who's a 6-year-old lab mix. I think she might be a little older than that. She's about 108 pounds, and she is urgently looking for about 80 or 90 pounds. So 18 to 28 pounds from now, she's going to be in great shape, but she needs somebody to bring her into their home, help her lose the weight, put her on the Crash Oprah diet. And I'll tell you, this dog is 108 pounds of love packed into what needs to be only about 80 pounds. So let's shave off the fat, keep the 108 pounds of love, and you have a perfect companion. She'll be in great shape. Two of my other favorites.
Did I ever tell you that I found that it was incredibly easy to get a dog to lose weight?
I agree, but I suspect you may have a strategy heretofore unknown to us.
Yeah, it's a radical new idea, diet and exercise.
It's stunning how fast it works. we were talking about this the other day.
But you know what the key is? Measuring their food.
It's much easier to get your dog to lose weight than it is to get you to lose weight. And I think you can do it very quickly. So if you're showering and you notice a little bit of a poochier belly than you wish you had, which is an experience I can tell you I had this morning, then make yourself feel better not by getting yourself diet and exercise, but by getting your critter to drop a few unwanted pounds. You'll feel better. You won't have to do much of the hard work yourself. And if you strategize right, you may find yourself walking along with your dog and perhaps shedding a few of those pounds on your own. We have these two terrier mixes who are cohabitating in one of our kennels right now. Both have these amazing underbites. They stare at you from their little window in the kennel with their lower jaw jutting out. We call them Pistol and Rubio. They're just adorable. Pistol's about a year and a half.
But you can change their names if you want.
Most people do. Pistol is about a year and a half. Rubio is about three. Rubio came in looking pretty darn rough. And he's been cleaned up. They're both just spectacular dogs. And we have some great cats right now. One in particular that I want to put out to our community. She's not in our adoption kennels, but her name is Lovey. She's been living in our back offices for quite a while now. She's not the most cat person of cats. She is very much her own creature, but the back offices of the shelter, while they are lovely and filled with people much of the time, are not quite as wonderful as a home is. And I would really, really like to find Lovey, who's about three, a brown tabby, a home for the holidays. She deserves it.
Her name is Lovey?
Her name is Lovey, and she is. She has her moods. The last couple of days, she has been so solicitous and affectionate with everybody that she knows. And then sometimes she just wants to retreat for a couple of days and stay in her own spaces. And for those people who know and love cats, they know that that is a common way of being for cats. And Lovey has been with us for a long time. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say it's been almost a year. And she really needs to find a home. We love her, and our shelter is a lovely place, but it is not a home, and Lovey needs one. She certainly deserves one. And we have a ton of kittens right now, and with our Festival of Felines cat special, pay any adoption fee you wish, there really could not be a better time to think about bringing a cat into the home.
You can get an even dozen.
You can get an even dozen for any price you'd like. I don't know that
for
I recommend getting
cents.
An even dozen. That's an awful lot of cat to bring into your home at once. But friends, if you can handle it, I will not stand in your way. Although I do think it's against city ordinances to have a dozen cats at the same time.
It is?
I believe so.
What if you have a big house?
I don't think
What if you have a 12-bedroom house and each one has its own room?
While I certainly don't condone breaking any animal ordinances, I suspect as long as they're well cared for, no one will report you to the authorities.
We're talking to Bill Hutchison, and it's about time to go. Anything else that you want to share with our wonderful listeners?
Do keep an eye on our website. We keep it updated. Our calendar of events shows all the places we're going to be. We have three or four mobile adoption events this weekend. Not only do we like people to come to the shelter, we're doing everything we can to get animals out into the community. Check our website at sfhumanesociety.org. We have on the homepage a little article with all of our off-site events for the weekend. You can look at every single adoptable animal we have online, as well as lots of other tips, tidbits, and information.
Bill Hutchison, thank you so much, and we will see you at the What the Cat Dragged
Look What the Cat Dragged
Look
In.
Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Absolutely. And do, if you are inclined to remember with me my sweet dog, tune in tonight at 9, this very station, for Chloe's episode.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
New Year. Happy holidays.
Same to you. It's wonderful. We at the shelter, and certainly me in particular, are always very, very grateful for the gift that you and KSFR give us all year long.
Well, and we're amazed at what you are able to do with the resources you have for animal welfare. We will see you not the first Friday in January, because that's New Year's Day, and we are doing special programs on that day, but the following Friday, which is the 8th of January, we will see you again.
We will be right here, as always.
Most excellent.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. Robert Knott is on deck. We'll be right back. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott.
Jingle bells.
He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine.
I love the way you smile at me.
In the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he's the education reporter for the Daily New Mexican. And he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Shush, I'm trying to do the intro.
For who? They know who I am.
Oh.
If they don't, then they're hanging up. I mean, if they do, they're hanging up. Well, it's the week leading into Christmas, and I'll start with a public service announcement. Tomorrow, according to the city of Santa Fe, there's no parking enforcement. Meters are free. Consider that. If you want to come downtown and park,
this thing that's happening, the Buy Local Bowl.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
I certainly can. The Buy Local Bowl is encouraging you to buy local, and some local merchants are trying to encourage you, and some of them are, in fact, paying for parking meters downtown, and you can find some with sacks over them that say today free on behalf of your local merchants. They're really encouraging you to get out for the Christmas season and buy local. And I honestly, I try to do that all the time.
But here's what's happening. Tomorrow, between 10 and noon,
yes,
you meet at San Busco Center,
okay, I'll go
near
over.
Wink and Tekatu. Tekatu being a place that sells lots of pet stuff. And it's a challenge between Mayor Koss and Representative Brian Egolf.
That's right.
To work together with teams of shoppers to stimulate the local economy. So you get there and you register at 9:45. You're assigned to either team. And then you'll have 2 hours to shop at local businesses. Return with the receipts at 11:45. And the tally of dollars spent locally will be generated to one team. And they will be designated 2009 Local Bowl Champions.
Pretty good deal. That's at 9:45 tomorrow.
Yep.
San Busco Center. Head on over. And remember, parking's free.
Yes.
There's a ton of Christmas-themed stuff happening, and I will try to emphasize that, but a few things. Zane Bennett on Saturday, Contemporary Art on Guadalupe Street, has Circumference Universus, which is an audiovisual installation and performance piece by Robin Stanaway, Sydney Davis, and Helmut Lohr. 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday. Zane Bennett, 435 South Guadalupe. That's the same day Dorothy Rogers Fine Arts having an opening up in the Design Center at 418 Cerritos Road. It's a holiday open house. Group show from 2 to 5. And that's nice because it's like late afternoon. Darkness comes in. Christmas lights go on. And you feel like a drink. So head on over there. And also, since I'm on Saturday art openings, James Kelly Contemporary at 1601 Paseo de Peralta has Early American Photos by Sharon Kaur. Reception 5 to 10, February. Show runs through February 13th, and that's James Kelly. So there are some Saturday gallery openings, and as always, there's Friday. So let's think about a holiday story reading. You want to sit around the fire and have somebody tell you a great story from the old
days.
Maybe have some hot chocolate's got a little
Jonathan
rum in it.
Richards.
Oh.
Collected Works Bookstore.
Carol McGiffin.
Allie McGraw.
And Bob Martin.
And Bob, the wonderful Bob Martin. And that's what... Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, is that correct?
Yes, and then it reiterates it Tuesday at...
On Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
That's right, and it's free. And
at
it's Collected
Works Bookstore.
Downtown, 202 Galisteo Street. Well, check out Top Pasta Temple's book reviews today. We have a couple of Christmas-themed book reviews by Craig Smith and James Keller. They're really excellent, by the way, speaking of books.
Heidi Lowen Porcelain? Heidi Lowen Porcelain.
Hey.
Holiday reception party.
Lowen.
Today. Is today the 18th?
You got it.
From 5 to 8 at 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe. And she's got gold leaf and smoked porcelain and stocking stuffers and all kinds of things.
Oh, boy. Sounds delicious. Meanwhile, Monday night, I'm a Glass Bacchus Street Studios has a celebration of light, a winter solstice. Group show, reception 5 to 8 on a Monday night. 926 Bacchus Street.
Now, on a completely other note, guess what's happening tomorrow night?
Tell me.
The Mambo Room at the Lodge.
Are they going to do Christmas songs?
You know, I have a whole set of salsa, Christmas, and New Year's holiday music. And I, my evil twin, Dita Carlota, played some of it recently on Somos Son on Saturday. And I said, she said that she was going to play some Christmas music. And somebody called in and said, oh, I don't like Christmas music. And I'd been playing it for the last half an hour. So Latin Christmas music doesn't sound like your normal Christmas carol, Christmas music. It just sounds like salsa and other Latin music.
You can't take...
you have to understand the words.
Winter Wonderland or Jingle Bell Rock and make them into Latin salsa.
You could, but you might not want to.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Mambo Room...
How's your evil twin doing?
...is tomorrow night. Good.
Evil
in a good way.
Is she evil to you or just to others?
I think it's more like a persona.
How would she be with me?
I can't go there on the radio. It starts at 9 o'clock and it goes till 1:30 in the morning, 21 and over. And Nosotros is playing salsa, cumbia, merengue, and et cetera. And DJ Avi will be there spinning on the breaks. There'll be a Latin dance contest with a big cash prize. So it's all at the Lodge in Santa Fe tomorrow night.
I don't want to go there on the radio. I want to go there off the radio. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff happening. Baroque Christmas is Santa Fe Pro Musica, 6 and 8 o'clock Monday, Loretto Chapel. Santa Fe Desert Chorale presents traditional Christmas music that night, 7 o'clock at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi downtown. Serenata of Santa Fe has music for winter solstice. 3 p.m. at Tuesday, Santuario de Guadalupe on Guadalupe Street. All of these you have to pay to get in. Call for information. And also Tuesday night, Here's a free thing at the Lensic, the Santa Fe Concert Band Holiday Concert. And you can sing along to popular holiday tunes like Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? And Let Us Snow, Let Us Snow, Let Us Snow. Not to mention, what's that other one? Oh, Holy Night. That's my favorite. No, I like the one about the little lamb and the stars. Do you hear what I hear? That's my favorite. Whenever I hear that, I start to get all misty-eyed, which is tough when you're driving. Especially when the windshield wipers don't work.
Oh, that is so very true.
A Tuna Christmas is a comedy over at the Playhouse. It's a sequel to A Greater Tuna, goofy two-person show about a little town in Texas.
And a radio station, right?
And a radio station, 988-4262. The Playhouse is at 142 East Vargas Street. And, I don't know about that. That doesn't look right. I guess they're doing this show through Tuesday night, but not Wednesday night and not Christmas Eve, but then next
week
when they
will
be back.
Call for more information at
988-4262, if there's any questions about that.
Hey, and the mandala sand painting done by the Tibetan monks, whom I had on this show at Surette Gallery, Surette & Sons Gallery, which is on 121 Sandoval Street next to Alpine Sports in Santa Fe. They're constructing this sand mandala.
That's right.
I think it's called they say green Tara here, but it's a white Tara, which is a female Buddha figure, and these incredible sand mandalas, and you can view it every day and view them making it every day from 10 to 5, and then the closing ceremony is Sunday the 20th. Is Sunday the 20th? Yes, at 2 o'clock. And they dismantle the whole thing. They just sweep it all up with a brush. It's amazing to see all that incredible work swept away in an instant. And then also, I wanted people to know that on Saturday, tomorrow, also at Surette & Sons Gallery, a geshe called Geshe Lobsang Tenzin, who is also a monk from that same monastery, is giving a workshop called The Healing Power of Compassion, Insights from the Convergence of Modern Science and Buddhist Science of Mind. And he's one of those East meets West people. He's got a PhD in, I think, cognitive science, and he's a Buddhist master. So all that is super cool and interesting. And it's all happening at Surette & Sons Gallery. And for more information, you can call 989-9590.
You have a matchbook with Ronald Reagan on it. That's interesting.
I do?
Yeah, sitting right here. That's Ronald Reagan. That's fascinating.
Oh, well.
Did you ever see him in Tennessee's Partner, that Western with Rhonda Fleming?
Why, no.
It's really good. Rhonda Fleming is just the most beautiful redhead in movies.
But you know what I saw on Turner Classics the other day?
What?
The movie about the making of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah?
That was a very interesting film.
Which one, Gone with the Wind or The Making of?
Both.
I believe it was. Yeah, they went through all that casting problem trying to get people. Although I don't think Ronald Reagan was up for any parts in that.
Hey, Christmas Open House.
Christmas
at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is happening tomorrow from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. And they are there to tell you all sorts of good stuff about Kindred Spirits, help celebrate the holidays, see all of the new animals, and for more information, you can go to kindredspiritsnm.org.
And speaking of dogs, we seem to be doggy themed today with a lot of plugs for the beautiful, wonderful Santa Fe Animal Shelter, where, of course, they're always needing help, assistance, blankets, money, donations, and adoptions of kitties and puppies. And if you're too freaked out to do it during the holidays, I say go there and do it for New Year's. But please pay attention to Nito Meets Chloe, the continuing tale of an assistance dog of the West.
Chloe was the name of Bill's dog who passed away.
I know. I thought about that when you two were talking about that on the air. Assistance Dogs of the West is just a great local organization that provides assistance dogs to people that can use dogs to help them get around. I don't want to say disabled. I'm not sure what the right term is. But Judith Newton is going to read and sign copies of her third book. Nito and Chloe get an invitation.
Yes.
2 o'clock Sunday at Collected Works, 202 Galisteo Street.
Yeah, I just got a copy of that in the mail. Hope to have her on one of these days. We always talk to Judith when she publishes a new dog book. She's a wonderful children's book writer-illustrator.
I know it.
Hey, how about this? Miracle in Famderland. Did you see that one?
What?
Busy McCarroll directing holiday performance with 20 actors from Fame, Inc., a nonprofit visual and performing arts center for people with different abilities. The week after the performance, They'll be visiting senior citizen programs and performing them. But the event is today at 6 o'clock at El Museo. And the number for more information, 474-6520. And you can go to Fame, Inc., Fame with a PH, PHAMEINC.org.
Hey, do you think some women look good with a Santa hat and nothing else on?
I don't have an opinion on that subject.
Non-holiday themed, the Golden Dragon Acrobats are...
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a ticket giveaway.
Well,
tell us about the Golden Dragon...
The Golden Dragon Acrobats are terrific.
Acrobats.
They put eight chairs... Oh, my gosh, I was supposed to go to the show last night. I had to go watch a movie. I'm so sorry to the Lenzik. They reserved a seat for me. I have to call them and apologize. I've never done that. They climb up. They do, like, eight chairs, and they climb on top and do shtick, and they don't fall. And they have tumblers, and they do things. And the kids love it, and there's a great price for kids under five.
And Mary Lynn LeBlanc is going to tell us when the event is that we're going to do our ticket giveaway for.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
The event, well, the tickets that we have are for tonight's performance. Tonight's performance at 7 p.m. of the Golden Dragon Acrobats from China.
Excellent. So be the first person. Is it the first or the third, Mary Lynn?
Let's do the third.
The third person to call, 505-428-1382, and only call if you can really go and use the tickets. 428-1382, third caller.
That's not fair.
What do you mean?
Third caller.
That's what?
Then they wait for like 2 minutes to make sure the first and second caller call.
No, it doesn't take 2 minutes. It takes 2 seconds.
And you guys are honest in the booth about who called first and third?
Yes. I've done that. I've been the phone answerer, and you always have to do it right.
Here, why don't you stall for time, and I'll go over the payphone and call up right now and see if
what
I can get in.
What payphone?
The one over there by the wall. I get payphone. I still carry quarters in there just in case.
Hey, here's another thing. Uh-oh. Alex Marial is performing at the Santa Fe Baking Company. And that is on Wednesday, December 23rd from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. It's part of the new Rock and Roll in the AM series. And he'll probably be sitting right around here where we are in the Santa Fe Baking Company.
That's a pretty good idea. Now, what do you know about winter solstice?
It's the shortest day of the year. And I'm glad we're going to get it over with soon because it's really, the darkness has really cut into my dog walking time.
Well, there's a lot of solstice events. Santa Fe Children's Museum is having one with a beautiful labyrinth, and it's only costing
labyrinth.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You said labyrinth.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
On Sunday the 20th at the Children's Museum, head over there from 5 to 7. There's going to be music, and there's going to be hot stuff to drink and eat, like hot cider and popcorn, and one of those labyrinths you talked about.
Labyrinth.
A labyrinth with luminarias and drumming and dreidels and s'mores and celestes. And it's really cheap to get in. We can't name prices in KSFR, but like two fingers equal $2, that's how much it is. 1050 Old Santa Fe Trail, 989-8359. That's Sunday. Also, not like they're trying to be in competition with them, but the Museum of International Folk Art has a 1 to 3 p.m. Labyrinth walk up there.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. And that's got live music at the Museum of International Folk Art 1 to 3. So you can go to that, then take a little break, and then go over to the Children's Museum and do that one.
Hey, how about the Santa Fe Artist Market Christmas shows?
Still at it. I think it's
tomorrow,
the last show of the year.
Yeah, tomorrow from 9 to 3 by site Santa Fe across from the Farmers Market. For more information, 660-5393. The market will continue through January and February and probably into the spring.
El Museo Cultural has a Santa Fe traditional flea market going on over the weekend, too, by the way. It's 9 to 3 tomorrow. And I think on Sunday they're over on off Paseo de Peralta. Call 982-7671 for information. What time is it?
It is 8:48, and don't forget also, it's the last day of the Gift Fiesta and New Mexico Women's Foundation shopping occasion, and that is from 11 to 4 at Bert's La Taqueria across from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church at 416 Agua Fria Street.
Great.
Admission is free, and parking is plentiful, speaking of parking.
Doug Fairfield did a great interview with director Peter Greenaway, known for his very controversial films. He's got another one running at the screen. It's a really good Q&A. Take a look at that in Pasta Tiempo. Michael Abedamarco did a nice piece on Woody Crumbo, the late native artist, and there's a beautiful new book about Woody out. It's the cover image of the Pasta Tiempo, actually, which is also very beautifully winter-themed.
Yeah.
And that's a nice piece worth checking out. And we also have a piece on the Moifa exhibit Which is about textiles. And
Moifa's Museum of International Folk Art.
Thank you. Material World reception and book signing opening on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I believe Sundays are free for New Mexico residents at the museums. 476-1200. Take a look at Rob DeWalt's story on that. And also Rob wrote a good piece on Warehouse 21's, and I'm a volunteer there, so I don't ever want people to think it's conflict of interest. I'm pretty open about that. The Heart of Santa Fe, which is a two-disc collection of 28 songs by local artists with strong ties to the Santa Fe community. And they are selling it as a fundraiser to help them keep going. They are like so many nonprofits, including, of course, the animal shelter, you know, having a tough time with the recession and always looking for a little bit of help. Take a look at Rob's column to read about that and see how you can help out if you wish to purchase the CD. Or you can call Warehouse at 989-4423.
And CCA Cinematheque, the film La Danse. The Paris Opera Ballet is opening tonight. It's opening today. And I actually did an interview with the filmmaker, Frederick Wiseman, who is fantastic. He was not particularly verbose during our conversation, but the movie is, if you like dance at all, it's really a beautifully made documentary, and he's one of those folks who makes documentaries without any narration, without any subtitles. Well, there's subtitles, but without any titles, without any voiceovers. It's not, he's not telling you what the story is. He's kind of giving it to you, and you construct it for yourself. You kind of make it your own. It's a very interesting way of making films.
Craig Smith gave it a positive mini blip review in today's Pasta Tempo. While we're mentioning movies, let me just run through them, the big and the small. That includes Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, if anybody wants to take their
no,
kids to that.
No, that's messed up.
No, seriously.
The Squeakquel?
The Squeakquel. Animal Treasure Island, which is a 1971 animated film from Japan at CCA that Bob Benziker reviewed positively.
And also Untitled is still there.
And a very amusing, funny satire of the art industry, perfect for Santa Fe.
Yep.
Takes pot shots at everybody. The artists, the critics, the people in between.
Yeah, and there's some love and respect woven in there, too. It's kind of interesting.
Avatar is the big James Cameron sci-fi film opening today, Regal 14. The comedy Did You Hear About the Morgans, shot partially in New Mexico with Hugh Grant and Sarah Jessica Parker on the run from gangsters. Me and Orson Welles. It's a good picture. It's a good little independent picture directed by Richard Linklater. Really good story about a young man who ends up in the 1937 Mercury Theater production of Julius Caesar with Orson Welles, who's played wonderfully by Christian McKay. Really good picture. Claire Danes is also in it. That's at Regal de Vargas.
Claire Danes is amazing.
And finally, The Road, if anybody loves Cormac McCarthy and wants to see a depressing post-apocalyptic action picture, Regal de Vargas.
Hey, and today...
That's it with the movies.
So today, from 9:30 to 10:30... performing inside the First National Bank of Santa Fe at 62 Lincoln Avenue is a group called Con Brio, the classical saxophone quartet of Santa Fe. It's a very experienced quartet, and they're going to be playing classical music and perhaps a little bit of holiday stuff in there as well.
Nice. I love the First National Bank. It happens to be my bank. They treat me like a human being, and I like that. And when I go in there, there's always now like some youth group or something performing Christmas songs. That's really charming. And although it must drive the bank tellers and staff people, they're crazy. I love the little choo-choo train they set up with the little winter display, and it rides around. And that's fun. So.
I thought you were going to say the saxophone quartet. That wouldn't drive you crazy. That'd make you happy.
Robert Mirabal, Taos Pueblo artist musician, is going to be performing at 3 and 6 o'clock Sunday at El Farol on Canyon Road for two dinner performances. There is an admission charge, 983-9912. I believe he was recently nominated for a Grammy. And the Oracle Theater, about which I know very little, is putting together music, dance, and improvisation with a program called The Living Tarot. Now, The Living Tarot allows the audience to like ask questions about people, to the characters like the Fool, the Hermit, the Moon, and the Sun. And apparently they get answers. This is at 7 o'clock Sunday at the Pink Church. You got to pay to get in. Call 920-0199. You know what? Like, when I was 22 years old, I went to a voodoo priestess in New Orleans to have, like, my future read.
Yeah.
She got everything wrong. And
really?
The place was a mess. It looked like the maid's day off. And she had, like, a skull with cobwebs on the thing. Do you think I made a mistake going there?
I don't have an opinion on that issue.
I just thought about that lady, the Living Tarot. I mean, she's not them.
What'd she get wrong?
She got everything wrong.
She said you're going to have 7 kids and 8 rabbits.
I'm not going to talk about this anymore on the air. This is not something to be brought up now.
Okay. You brought it up.
I know, but I was just... This is the problem. Like, I go from one thing to another, and then you stop.
And don't forget the museums. The Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian has all sorts of exhibitions going on there. An exhibition called Through Their Eyes, Painting from the Santa Fe Indian School. Continuum, recent works by Frank Buffalo Hyde. Holiday Trunk Show. That is on Sunday from 3 to 5. Featuring work by all sorts of Indian artists and free admission. And Saturdays at 10:15, introductions and information, informative discussions about Southwest Indian art, a new topic each week, free admission. And you can go to wheelwright.org or call 982-4636.
And then there's TheaterWorks production of As Kingfishers Catch Fire, a celebration of the poetry of Gerard Manley Hopkins. 7:30 Saturday, December 19th. I agree with you. And there's a wonderful piece by Jill Batson. It sounds like an exciting show with David Olson, theater work artistic director, letting a lot of different artists, from poets to musicians to actors to dancers, interpret the works. So it should be a really fascinating show. 7:30 Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, 2 days only, James A. Little Theater, New Mexico School for the Deaf, 1060 Sirius Road. There's a couple of lectures tied in with this, just if you're interested. I believe they're free. But call TheaterWork to confirm, and that number is 471-1799. And one of those lectures is 11 o'clock Sunday morning. It's an informal talk about Hopkins. So if you're a Hopkins fan, a poetry fan, a TheaterWork fan, head on over. Check out TheaterWork.com or 471-1799.
One more thing. Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe. Hear the ancient chants of Christmas carols of Europe. Alabados of Northern New Mexico, and join in singing Christmas carols at the main church of Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine, Guadalupe and Agua Fria. Free admission, and it's tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. You can go to Schola, S-C-H-O-L-A hyphen S-F .org for more information.
Nice. Now, what's your favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I have to think about that. Get back to you on that.
Okay, I'll try to sing it for you within the next 2 minutes. And coming up after Christmas, Dionne Warwick, since you and I are not on the air next week.
That's right.
Dionne Warwick, December 27th at the Lenzic, 7:30 p.m. I'm absolutely in love with her. Well, I think she sang One Less Bell to Answer, didn't she? One less.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that song. I think so. I don't know.
One less egg to fry.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Was that her?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I take you there right now. Long as you
Was that her?
The way. Yes.
Hey, Michael Combs is playing at Upper Crust Pizza on Saturday, December 26th from 6 to 9 in the evening. Old timey ranchera, honky tonk, and blues no cover. I like pizza.
Me too.
I like Michael Combs.
Me too. We're on the same... You and me like a lot of the same things.
Yeah, wow. We have so much in common.
Do we like one another?
Well, there's the question.
Hey, you. I love you. You have a great holiday
you
season.
You too. Merry
Am
Christmas.
Am I seeing you again until... Is it after New Year's? Or?
I think we're going to have a... Are we going to have a morning New Year's Eve live New Year's Eve show on Thursday, December 31st?
That.
Yeah.
Yikes. I think I can do 8 to 8:30, but have to be in work early that day because we have to clear early. So can we do the first half, and can I get some nudist burlesque dancers on the second half for you?
We'll talk about that.
Sock puppets?
In any case, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org. Podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can contact me at Santa Fe Radio Cafe. You can contact me at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
I'm tickling her
and
knee. That's why she's having a hard time talking.
We're on the totally opposite sides of the table. Thank goodness. You can also find us at facebook.com/radiocafe.
She's playing footsie.
Thanks to all of you for listening today. Thank you, Robert Knott, for being here.
Thanks to Mary Lynn
for engineering today.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
And for the ticket giveaway. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing.
Winner? Who's the person?
Well, we got it. We had a winner. I don't know that they want to be announced. Maybe they do.
I see. Private, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that,
J. jazz. A la carte.
Oh, yes.
Adopt animals if you can.
Adopt animals, puppies and kitties and rabbits and all sorts of things. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back before Christmas, and we'll see you all soon. Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.
Whoa.
Ciao.
The sounds of the city in old Santa Fe stir. Echoes of history with each pass.